The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, will host his first Council of Australian Governments meeting in Adelaide today. The nation's population will be a key issue. So too will health. The government's announcing an extra $1.25 billion in funding to boost health services in every state and territory. And on population, Scott Morrison's arguing the need to lower the current intake of migration. Officially, the cap is 190,000 people, but it's currently running at about 160,000, roughly where Mr. Morrison would like it to be. So far, only the New South Wales Premier has voiced agreement that there should be a reduction in numbers. The newly re-elected Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, will also be at the meeting and he joins us now on the phone. Good morning and welcome to AM.
Very good to be with you, Sabra.
Just your reaction first up on this boost in federal government funding on health.
Look, any additional funding for our hospitals and for patients who need care is obviously welcome, but I think we should put this in some context. The cutbacks, when those promises, your listeners I think will remember, no cuts to health, no cuts to education, Mr. Abbott's famous promises, they represent more than $2 billion just for my state. So yes, $1.25 billion in extra funding is good, but we should put it in the context of some very big cutbacks we've seen to health and hospital funding and therefore health and hospital services made by the now Morrison minority government over the last five years, Sabra.
So will you be asking for more money then in that case?
Well, look, we will always be seeking additional funding for health. We'll always seek more money and better outcomes for patients. The key point here is that promises were made, and I think your listeners and Australians across the nation are sick and tired of politicians who say one thing before the election and do something very different afterwards. And if it's good enough to promise that you won't cut health, then don't cut health. Invest in better services, more nurses, more doctors, better access to care. The other point to be made too, and again, I'm not complaining about additional funding. Any additional funding is always welcome. But I'm building just one hospital project in Melbourne, in the inner west of Melbourne, the Footscray Hospital, is $1.5 billion. Right. That's one hospital project. So let's always put these things in context. Now, we've seen some pretty savage cutbacks. Putting a little bit more back in, that's welcome, but it doesn't fix the sort of damage that's been done by the federal Liberal National government.
On population, will there be agreement at the end of today on what should happen regarding Australia's migration intake, or will this just be a talk fest?
No, I think there actually will be agreement, not so much about a number. I don't know that the way the Prime Minister's position was characterised in your intro is absolutely accurate. I think that what Mr. Morrison is after is greater input from states and territories about areas of workforce shortage, areas where additional people would help the economic development as well as the social development of that particular area. Just a much better information sharing process. At least that's what I took out of our very productive discussion over dinner last night. And on that basis, we could never support reducing the total intake. That's not something that Victoria would ever back. But if there's an opportunity to share information better, and to align our planning and our infrastructure work with the work of the Commonwealth Government and some of the decisions that can only be made by the Commonwealth Government, well, then that's fine by me, and I expect other First Ministers will have agreement with that too.
Mr. Morrison and other ministers have been making the case, though, recently for a reduction in overall numbers of about 30,000.
Yeah.
That wasn't raised last night?
No, look, we didn't really have a discussion about total number. We were having a discussion more about sharing that vital information so that states and the Commonwealth can be in one process, if you like, be partners in a process to plan out service expansion, infrastructure investment, skills, all of those things, so that we're putting new people into areas where they have every chance of getting a job and making the most profound contribution they can. The key point, though, we are back to cutbacks again, and you can't have a proper discussion about population without really thinking long and hard about the impact of cutbacks on the services that Australians need, as well as the infrastructure that Australians need as well.
Well, just on the infrastructure. On that infrastructure point, earlier this week you asked the federal government to release $3 billion in infrastructure funding, originally earmarked for the cancelled East-West Link, instead for the North-East Link. Did you raise this with the Prime Minister last night, or have you had a response?
I think there's been some responses via the media. We didn't get an opportunity to talk about state-specific infrastructure. It was a meeting, I suppose, of issues that were relevant to all of us last night. I think the Morrison minority government's position is very clear. They would rather have that money sitting in a lockbox, burning a hole in the Prime Minister's pocket rather than invested in the infrastructure that we need. The particular project has been rejected twice now. We've had not one election but two. We've got the biggest infrastructure agenda going on across the country in our state, and we're keen to push on. And if you get a bit more support from Canberra, then you can do more and you can do it faster. It just makes sense.
All right.
That money sitting in the bank doesn't create jobs or build the infrastructure we need, Sabra.
Okay. Premier, on the Lawyer X gangland scandal, several councillors in the city of Whittlesea in Melbourne boycotted last night's council meeting because the council CEO is Simon Overland, the former Chief Commissioner of Police, who will be called to give evidence at the Royal Commission. The councillors say that they fear for their safety. Are their concerns justified here?
Oh, look, I wouldn't pass any comment on views held by local government councillors. I certainly have no advice that their safety is at risk, but they're free to have their own views and to voice them.
Is it good to boycott meetings though?
Well, I don't boycott meetings. I don't boycott anything. I'm usually involved in the things I'm responsible for. And my advice to anyone who's got elected office is there's plenty of work to do, and perhaps getting on with it is the most important thing to do. But look, on this issue, we will very soon release terms of reference and the details of the Royal Commissioners, and they will get about their work. They will give us a really clear insight into how many convictions are potentially affected by this and whatever cultural and other change needs to be made to ensure that it could never happen again.
All right. Briefly, do you still have confidence in Graham Ashton as police commissioner?
Yes, I do. I have confidence in Graham as an outstanding leader of Victoria Police. These issues occurred some time ago. We've wasted no time, though, following a High Court judgment in setting up a process. And as I said, we'll have more to say about the details of that very soon.
Right.
We've got to get to the bottom of what happened and then make sure that it can never happen again.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, thanks for joining AM this morning.
Always good to talk to you.